Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. Five young Muslim Americans from the Washington, D.C. suburbs were arrested this week in Pakistan, and Pakistani officials say they are linked to Al-Qaeda. We're joined now by Ibrahim Hooper. He's the National Communications Director for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, and Siobhan Gorman, Intelligence Correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. And I'm joined at the table, of course, by Todd Zwillick, who's filling in for John Hockenberry. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Hi.
Siobhan, tell me first, we have no confirmation at this point that there's ties between these men and a terrorism plot, correct?
Well, there are suspicions at this point that they were not a terrorism plot, but that they were seeking some sort of jihad training. And the stories are still a little bit confusing at this point, because American officials are definitely warning a lot more caution, and Pakistani officials are definitely getting quite out in front in terms of talking about internet communications with people who at least are linked to Al-Qaeda, and it's not always clear what that means. But there does seem to be some strong suspicion that they were at least seeking to do some sort of jihad-type training in Pakistan.
And we have word from the Pakistani officials that they'll be deported back to the United States, but as of yet, there have been no charges filed.
Correct.
Siobhan, this is Todd Zwillick. You know, there's growing concern around Washington and a lot of other places about the next threat, homegrown terrorism. Are people going to jump to a conclusion that this is yet another case of homegrown jihadism?
Well, I think that we'll obviously have to see what sorts of charges get filed and things like that. If the details that are emerging now do seem to hold up, I think that people probably will point to this as another of the recent cases of young men in the United States, American citizens, becoming radicalized, perhaps through internet communications or, you know, other sorts of local interactions, and trying to, you know, begin to take action on that somewhere overseas. So, yes, I mean, the interesting thing is that we've actually seen a number of these cases emerge, particularly this year, and I've talked with counterterrorism experts who are kind of puzzled as to why we're seeing so much of this year.
Ibrahim, I want you to listen to something that we heard from Imam Johari Abdul Malik, from Northern Virginia.
This is really a moral low for our community. Parents have to say, let me take a second look at my child. They seem normal, but secretly, our own people are engaged in something that most of us don't know about. And that is sending a chill through our community.
Ibrahim Hooper of the Council on American Islamic Relations. I just want to get your reaction to that. Is there a chill going through the Muslim community?
Well, I don't know that there's a chill, but there's obviously a concern when you get a case, and if it turns out to be the way it's being portrayed, because already some of the information coming out of Pakistan we know is inaccurate, just as the organization that was talking to the families, even things like, you know, names and all of these kinds of things have been portrayed inaccurately. So I would wait until they get back here, can be debriefed, and see what the real situation is. But it raises, this case and possibly others raise enough concerns that it's something that the Muslim community wants to deal with. That's why we're planning an outreach campaign to Muslim youth, offering a mainstream perspective on a variety of issues, so that when they go on the internet and have access to these kinds of extremist viewpoints from overseas, you know, that they have a balancing perspective. Because I don't think we're seeing this kind of thing develop from something that's said in a mosque in America. You're seeing it develop from people accessing extremist websites or extremist viewpoints in the international arena.
Siobhan Gorman of Wall Street Journal, I want you to listen to this reaction from terrorism analyst Neil Livingston.
There were no radical influences within the household, but they fell under the spell of radical Islam, either online or through radical imams in their local mosque, things like that.
And you heard what Ibrahim Hooper said. Are these radical imams, maybe from overseas, are they actually recruiting Americans?
Well, we don't know that yet. What we're told, and again, this is from a few Pakistani officials at this point, and so everybody's trying to kind of doubly verify some of these things, is that they were in communication with people who were at least linked to Al-Qaeda operatives via the internet. So most of the indications are at this point that, if radicalization occurred, it may well have occurred because of internet communications with people overseas. There weren't a lot of indications that there were influences within the community in the U.S. that were pushing them in this direction. But again, we don't know enough yet to make strong conclusions one way or the other.
Ibrahim Hooper, your organization, the Council on American Islamic Relations, was actually involved in turning these five young men over to the FBI, or going to the FBI with the concerns of the parents. And I'm wondering what kind of concern is this? If there is, a seduction for young Muslims toward this radical viewpoint, is there a strong concern among the Muslim community in the United States that they won't have control over this, that this is something that could go on without them being able to step in?
Well, when the parents came to us, we didn't know exactly what was going on, and again, we still don't know exactly what was going on, but they had suspicions, they had concerns. All they knew at that point was that they believed their children had gone overseas. They didn't know why, they didn't know what motivated them, they didn't know anything. They came to us, and we put it together mainly with this video that was left behind, and said, look, we got to inform the authorities about this, and it's gone forward from there.
So, I mean, the takeaway for me is a question, really. How do we as Americans, all Americans, Muslim or not, how do we guard against this? How do we watch for signs of extremism?
Again, I think it's the duty of any parent, whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, whatever. You got to watch your kids. You got to be aware of what they're doing on the internet. I know that's difficult, but interact with them. Make sure that their emotional and spiritual needs are being taken care of, so they're not feeling like they have to go to some internet extremist site to get some kind of fulfillment.
Okay, Ibrahim Hooper. And Hooper is the National Communications Director of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Siobhan Gorman is a intelligence correspondent with the Wall Street Journal. Thanks to both of you, talking about the five young Muslim Americans who disappeared from the Washington, D.C. area and showed up in Pakistan.